This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Musa alayhi salam came into that area, and Allah just spoke to Musa, "Inni ana rabbuk, I'm your Lord. Fakhla'na alayk, take your sandals off. Innaka bilwadi al-muqaddasi tuwa, that you are in the holy land of Tuwa, the pure land. Wa ana akhtartuka, and I chose you. Fastami' lima yuha, so listen carefully to what is going to be revealed to you. Inni ana Allah, la ilaha illa ana, fa'budni wa aqim as-salata li dhikri. Indeed, I am Allah. There is no God except me. So worship me and establish the salah for my remembrance." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the pinnacle, the essence of the message and the essence of the sin that Fir'aun did was tughyan, which is injustice. From the major sins that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought up and mentioned in the Quran, number one was his claiming that he was the Lord Most High. His statement, "Ana rabbukumul a'la," and what he said to his congress, "Ma alimtu lakum min ilahin ghayri." He said, "I don't know of any Lord for you except myself." So the sins, the major things that Fir'aun was involved in, number one, is claiming that he was Lord. Number two is that he enslaved and detained Bani Israel. So a whole nation of people, Fir'aun had enslaved them and made them into his slaves. Thirdly was the killing of the children of Bani Israel. And so Fir'aun, what he did is he had a dream. Either he had a dream or someone had the dream, and they mentioned this to Fir'aun. He had a dream that a fire had come from, you know, like Philistine, that area, had come into Egypt, and the fire had killed away all the Qibt, the people of Fir'aun, their race. And so when they asked about in the interpretation, they said that there is a child that's going to come from Bani Israel that's going to ruin your kingdom and take away your empire. And so Fir'aun commanded that all the children who were born to Bani Israel, that they be killed. Now this is really, you know, it's very cynical what Fir'aun, like, of his sins of the highest level, which you'll see repeated again and again, is his istikbar, his arrogance. His arrogance is mentioned in so many verses. His first commandment was that all the children of Bani Israel would be killed. But then if you think about it, if they're killing all the boys who are born, and all the male adult, all the adults, you know, the elderly of Bani Israel are dying, how many years before they've eradicated Bani Israel? If there's all the boys are being killed, and all the elderly people are dying out, then actually, it was his economists that went and spoke to him about this. They said, it's not financially smart to kill all their children. It's bad for business, because your manpower will be lost, and therefore your empire will fall, because you've enslaved Bani Israel. You're actually killing all of them. We need them as slaves. And so what Fir'aun did is like, yeah, that's a smart point. For economical reasons, Fir'aun changed the killing of Bani Israel's boys to not every year, but every other year. So this is the year that all the boys would be killed. This is the year that they're spared. Harun alayhi salam was born in the year that the children were spared. And the year when Musa alayhi salam was born, this is the year that they were going to kill the children. Now a lot of times when like say FBI, CSIS or something like that comes knocking on your door, what do they say to you? They said, "We just want to talk." Now imagine if these agents were the henchmen of Fir'aun. They would be much more stronger physically. Like they're like criminals, the henchmen of Fir'aun. And they're not asking politely, they are barging into the house, searching if you have any children or if any neighbors heard the crying of a baby in your house. And they will take that child and take their swords, and they will chop the heads off your child. This is what they're doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the test of Bani Israel, and in this, it was a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, azim, an enormous test from Allah azza wa jalla that He tested Bani Israel with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Ummi Musa, if you're afraid for your son, take the child, put him in a basket, and throw him in the river. And let the water take him. Now, if you're a parent, you'll understand a little bit about what's happening here. A parent normally doesn't even let their eyesight off of their child. But this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that if you're afraid, then do this. What did Ummi Musa do? She did that. She put Musa in the basket. Musa alayhi salam arrives at the doorstep, the river step, because they have a lake castle. They have a river castle that goes on to the river. And so the Musa alayhi salam arrives at the home of Fir'aun, the baby killer himself. Who's the first person to see Musa alayhi salam? The wife of Fir'aun. The wife of Fir'aun. She picks up Musa, she kisses Musa, and she says, قُرَّةُ عَيْنٍ لِي وَلَكَ. She said, he is the delight of my eyes and your eyes. And Fir'aun, you know, and you, this is a husband-wife lesson that you learn. He wants to please his wife. Asiya, alayhi salam, didn't have children. Wife of Fir'aun, she didn't have children. And this concerned her very much. She was very saddened by this. And now a child was brought to her door. So now the love that, you know, her love came out and she wanted to protect Musa. And you'll see that she says, قُرَّةُ عَيْنٍ لِي وَلَكْ لَا تَقْتُلُهُ. She said, he's the delight of my eyes and your eyes, don't kill him. Like subhanAllah, she's married to the killer. Immediately, second sentence, she's saying, don't kill him. Because they know this child is a Bani Israel child. That he is from the Bani Israel, he's not from the Qibt. He's not from them. And so, Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him so much that he wouldn't take the milk of any woman. Until Musa's sister, she's following along, she's seeing what happened, and then she said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that she said, هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتٍ يَكْفُلُونَهُ لَكُمْ وَهُمْ لَهُ نَاصِحُونَ. She said, shall I not tell you of a home that will do kafala for him? Kafala and, you know, nursing. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mother of Musa alayhi salam came, and immediately Musa alayhi salam took milk from his mother. He's very happy. Fir'aun, seeing this, he's like, why is this so? Why, how come no other woman that he would take milk from, but he takes milk from this woman? And so she said in response to Fir'aun, she said that my milk is very sweet and my smell is very beautiful. All the children love me. And Fir'aun was happy with her response. And so he let her. So now look, she placed her trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is a theme that you will see when we ask the question, what saves a nation? When the fitna comes down upon them, what will save them? Placing your trust in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of times that statement, place your trust in Allah, people don't understand what that means. It means that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised something, even though in the here and now, you might not see that the promise is true. And so what a person needs to do is have iman and tawakkul, which is belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and placing the trust that if Allah tells me He's going to do something for me, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill what He promised that He will do. And that is tawakkul, and it saves the person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Ummi Musa, فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ, that we returned Musa to his mother. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say to her that, you know, she's going to be, you know, the nurse. Didn't explain the details. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just told put him in the river. So he returned Musa to his mother, كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا, so that it would be a delight for her eyes, وَلَا تَحْزَنَ, and she would not grieve. Because notice, even if Musa's in the home of Fir'aun and she's in the village, she's going to be very sad. What happened today? She wants to hear his news all the time. But if she's the nursing mother of Musa, she will always get to be beside him for the rest of his life. In the home of Fir'aun. Imagine, this is the nursing mother of Fir'aun's, the boy in Fir'aun's home. So what kind of special status does she get? She's living now in the castle. She's living in the castle and being treated with so much respect. And Musa alayhi salam, you'll see when he went to Midian, for those who are familiar with the story, after he left Egypt, he went to Midian and then wanted to return 10 years later back to Egypt. And they said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't mention why he wanted to return, but he took his wife from Midian and he said that we're returning back to Egypt. His desire to go back to see his brother, to see his mother, to return back to his land where he grew up and so on. It doesn't mention the details of it, but this is, he would be able even to see his nursing mother. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and so that she would know that the promise of Allah is the truth. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most people don't understand, don't know this. Musa alayhi salam, as he was growing up and he saw the injustices that were happening to his people. Again, Musa is from Bani Israel, and so he's not from the Qibt, even though he's growing up in the home of Fir'aun. And he sees the injustice again and again and again. A very interesting point and a very beautiful point was when Musa alayhi salam, he was once going out in the city and he saw one of the Bani Israel people in a fight with one of the Egyptians. So the person, Musa alayhi salam, was known to, you know, support justice and, you know, stand up for this. And so they called Musa alayhi salam, that Bani Israel person, he called Musa alayhi salam, come and help me. And so Musa alayhi salam is breaking up in the fight and got very angry. He hit the Egyptian person. He hit him so hard that he killed him. Now, that's giving you a little glimpse of Musa alayhi salam's strength.